T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is out of Aurora, Colorado. We actually got this out of WGN-TV. Nancy Doust came to Aurora Municipal Court Monday morning to face a trespassing summons. But the 60-year-old honestly had no idea where she was or why. Her husband, James Doust, told KDVR, "The fact that this is quote-unquote being treated as a criminal matter is very frustrating," and calls her ticket for trespassing a lack of compassion and common sense. His wife was diagnosed with advanced frontal temporal dementia at the age of 58. Her condition has deteriorated to the point that she is no longer capable of talking, but she does like to wander on walks, and that's what happened. She rang a doorbell, and she walked away. There was a neighbor who called police. Neighbor didn't want to talk to media. Somebody decided, and I'm assuming it's the property owner there, decided to go ahead and press charges.
For trespassing.
And I don't know what time of day this was. I've got to believe it's during the day. Police said, you know, we have to follow what the property owner wanted because it was legally trespassing and they want to press charges. The hope now is that the family is going to get to meet with the city attorney in an effort to maybe get this ticket dropped. But again, in court, her dementia is to the point that she didn't even understand exactly why she was there. Again, the officer who wrote the ticket is sympathetic to the woman's diagnosis of dementia, but said the officer had no choice. When a property owner wants a law enforced on their property, that is not an area that we have discussion in. And again, husband said he clearly has a disease.
She clearly has a disease.
She clearly has the disease. There's no way she's even remotely competent to stand trial, her husband said. He told media he normally walks with his wife, but on May 16th, the day she was ticketed, she managed to escape the house. On this particular day, she was laying on the couch, so I went to the bathroom. When I came out, she was gone.
God.
I went to get her, and apparently she had already rung this guy's doorbell.
Can you imagine what a miserable life you live if somebody that the and it says in the story that everybody in the area knows this woman has dementia.
Yeah.
Do you know what a miserable SOB you have to be to press charges on a woman who rang your doorbell that you know has no idea she's ringing the doorbell?
Yeah.
You're a terrible person.
And I don't know what you accomplish by pressing charges on this.
Right.
What do you get out of this? If you're the doorbell, again, this was during the day. He just went to the bathroom and you got to watch her 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And she walked out and police had to give her the summons. I will listen to the argument, though, that a crime is a crime is a crime. And if you are going to let her go.
Rules are rules.
And they have to enforce the law. If you're going to let her go, even though she committed a crime, who else are you going to give that pass to?
I don't like that.
It's a good question, though.
576-7798. Let's go to Richard in Independence. Hey, Richard, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, two things real quick, guys. First of all, Wicket, I don't have the million-dollar body either, so I won't be doing any of those contests.
I guess you and I are just going to have to stay at home this August.
That's right. So, and then secondly, I used to work with Alzheimer's patients in nursing homes, and I know for a fact that 99.9% of the time, when they go through their cycles and stuff like that, they go all the way back to like their childhood, and they don't know where they're at or what they're doing. The officer, yes, before all the cop bashing starts, because I know that's coming, the officer was doing his job. What was asked of him.
There's not a cop bash. If anybody wants to cop bash, not room for that here. The cop did what he was supposed to do.
I don't feel that the city prosecutor or the judge even will move forward with this case because this lady didn't know where she was or who she was, probably even. I feel maybe Department of Senior Services need to get involved if she's wandering like that because that could be very dangerous. And, you know, I've seen very bad situations regarding that.
Yeah, and, you know, that, and that's a really good point too, Richard, is it, and I know this guy has probably very good at dealing with, is the wrong word, but dealing with his wife who's going through this terrible time. But it, does somebody else have to, do you, I mean, it, I'm sure it's not a cheap thing, but have somebody hired to live in with you to keep an eye on her?
So
So like most health insurance companies, if you've got a diagnosis for a severe case of Alzheimer's, like she does, most health insurance companies will private pay somebody to come in and take care of whoever.
Good.
So that way they don't have to go to a nursing home. Because let's be honest, nursing homes, you don't get the care that you need to get.
No.
And I mean, and it's always best to keep a patient like that in an environment where they're familiar.
For
and
sure.
That helps with like the sundowning, the violent outbursts. That just kind of helps keep them in check all the way around when they're in a situation that they are semi-familiar with.
Hey, Richard, thanks, man. And thank you for the insight. Because I imagine, I mean, and it's good to know that the insurance company, I don't know if they cover all of it, most of it, 80%, whatever it is, but that's important. Because, again, this guy deals with it every day and got up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and we don't know what their situation. Maybe they have help already.
Could.
You know, I mean, and just the help was out to lunch.
Bill is in Overland Park. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how are you? I'm in law enforcement, and my mother has dementia.
Okay, so you're in this.
So what I'm going to tell you is I'm not going to be cop bashing, but I will say this. There is training that they take every year. And you were asking earlier, who else are they going to let go? We deal with mental health patients differently, people that are mentally ill. But I'm telling you right now, is ringing the doorbell of a neighbor really trespassing? Trespassing means you're drunk, throwing things at their house, egging their house, doing something that's criminal. That ringing the doorbell to me is not criminal. And if any of my officers ever did that, I would have a huge problem with that.
Okay, I need to ask our producer, Sam, to come to the microphone for a second, because this issue came up, again, I mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about the city of Overland Park, and there is a person that is running around in a hazmat suit ringing bells at the end of the night. And Sam, you were asked last night, because you had done the story, is it trespassing if somebody just rings the bell? Does it make a difference if you have a sign in your window?
So if there's a no soliciting sign, yes, it is technically illegal to go up to the door, but that's if you're like trying to sell something.
Okay.
And so I'm assuming in this case for her just ringing the doorbell, no, that would not violate the no soliciting sign.
Then why is it trespassing?
Somebody's going to have to tell us. And my guess is you're on their property.
Yeah.
You are on their property. And I don't know. I mean, we don't ring the doorbell anymore as people like we used to, but I'm not even allowed to ring the doorbell.
If you are
Because Bill brings up a great point.
So if you're lost, let's say, you're driving around, your phone is dead, and you need to just ask someone for directions, and you're in a residential neighborhood, does that mean if you go up to someone's door and you ring their doorbell with the intent of asking for directions, you can be charged with trespassing because you are on their private property?
In Aurora, apparently.
I need
this guy's house.
I need somebody else with further education in law enforcement to tell me that.
The woman lives six houses down from this.
Yeah.
Everybody in this little subdivision knows all about this woman's disturbance, her issues, her dementia.
Is it possible this guy was new in the neighborhood and didn't know?
No.
No, it's not possible at all.
No, because in the story it says that everybody knows about it.
But maybe this guy didn't. You know, maybe it was. Just because everybody in the neighborhood knows about it, maybe this is somebody who's new in the neighborhood. Maybe this was a babysitter or something. Maybe this was somebody, you know, house-sitting who didn't know the woman. I mean, it's possible that you hope everybody knows her, but maybe this person in this house didn't.
This, the part from Channel 31 in Denver. Most of the neighbors have shown nothing but compassion and understanding, with the exception of the one neighbor who called police.
But that person has that right, I guess. If they want to enforce whatever the no trespassing laws are, I guess they have that right. It's crappy, but they have that right.
Let's go to Katie in Olathe. Katie, you're on KMBZ.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to say, you know, my mom has the same type of dementia. She does live here in the Kansas City Metro, and we even had a silver alert one night because she wandered off and we could not find her. We were very fortunate that the police did track her down, but I just couldn't imagine if someone had actually pressed charges against a woman who's clearly confused, couldn't even tell you her name. This is very concerning that people would do this.
Katie, when you said that there was a silver alert and you said she had wandered off, where did she go? How long was she gone? What was it like for you?
Well, I was actually out of the country, my family was calling me, but she had gone from Eudora, and she actually drove, which is really frightening, all the way over to Kansas City, Missouri, and back, and we used her cell phone to track her down, ultimately finding her at a McDonald's. And no, not, like, 2 or 3 in the morning.
And she had absolutely no recollection of this incident occurring?
Oh, no, not at all.
From Eudora to KC and back?
Mm-hmm. She drove the way. I mean, yeah, she couldn't even really tell you her name. And so I just, this woman, I mean, what if she was injured and ringing the doorbell asking for help?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
it's very fortunate that she was not, you know, lost in the woods and fell ill and never found. I mean, normally these stories don't end very well when a demented patient wanders off.
No doubt. Hey, Katie, thank you so much. Glad your mom is okay from that incident. I mean, it's one thing to get up, walk around, but it's another to drive an automobile from Eudora to Kansas City and back?
Yeah. If we have anybody who works in law enforcement listening or anybody who is familiar with the law on this, I want to know what latitude, what flexibility police have in this situation in issuing a ticket for trespassing when it comes to somebody who is mentally ill. Now, my guess is, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that if the homeowner, you know, has a legal right to press charges because a crime has been committed, then the officer has to write the ticket. My assumption then is that it's up to the city attorney then, or the prosecutor, who then can decide whether to drop the case. But your initial line is, police are the ones who decide a crime has been committed. Initially, they write the ticket. Judge can always have it thrown out. I cannot believe there is a, and I have no idea what the punishment is for trespassing. I cannot believe there is a judge who is going to not dismiss this. Except, and here's where I come back to it.
Here we go.
She broke the law. Dementia aside, if you want to take that out of it, and I don't know what the law considers, she broke the law.
And trespass.
And that's why somebody who is at that level of dementia has to be supervised 24 hours a day so that this doesn't happen. Because, and here's why, because the other concern is that, you know, what if she'd rung the doorbell of a guy that, you know, had a gun and was getting gun happy, you know, or what if she wandered across the street? I mean, you have to look at someone like that as you would a child. So what if they're wandering the street and they're not, you know, looking both ways and they're hit? I mean, it's all kinds of things can happen. And keep in mind, she can't talk. So if something happens to her, she can't call for help.
I can hope that the city attorney, you know, that is, they're trying to press charges, will have the epiphany of, we have to get this thrown out. Or the judge.
But,
and I know rules are rules. I
know,
I get
she
it.
She broke the law,
but
though.
But come on.
I know, I'm with you. I get it. I'm with you. But in terms of a judge who doesn't always have, you know, the luxury of picking and choosing what laws to enforce. Now, a judge, I think, can say, we're going to give this the lightest sentence in the universe.
We're going to,
Because, frankly,
what do you punish her?
There's the better question. What punishment can she serve?
I mean,
she could pay a fine, probably.
That
her husband's going to pay because she doesn't understand the fine in the first place. She can't do community service.
You're never going to say, whatever you give her is not going to... It's not going to guarantee she's not going to do it again. She can't learn a lesson.
That's another point.
She cannot, like, you put somebody away for jail for committing whatever crime.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a deterrent. There is nothing you can do to this 63-year-old woman with dementia that she's going to understand and not do said crime again.
Right.
And
she probably will do it again.
And crime is relative. I mean, crime. She rang somebody's doorbell.
So then you ask if she is too incompetent mentally to understand her punishment. She didn't even know where she was. And when she was in court, she didn't even understand why she was there. How is she competent enough to even stand a trial?
She didn't even know that there was a court. And she's in a room.
That's probably why this is going to be thrown out, is just on that mental competency to understand what you have done and stand trial.
Let's get Chris and Leavenworth up here on KMBZ. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing okay. What do you think, man?
Oh, well, I was thinking, you're talking about a prosecutor pursuing this crime, and I say crime, you know, with a very loose application of that title, but you look at culpability, and I don't think somebody that's suffering from dementia could demonstrate culpability, which is a key ingredient to charging somebody with a crime. I don't think they have that capacity. So that's another, and I think you guys were kind of touching that, basically. But if they don't know what day it is, how do they have the culpability to commit that crime, per se?
It's a great question. I mean, and that's the basis of all of this. Like, if you don't know how...
And this is where, again, you don't blame the cop. The cop writes the ticket, doing his job, prosecutor sorted out.
Final word goes to Jason in Overland Park. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, they may have had a reasonable suspicion to investigate and probable cause to cite, but they're not going to have beyond a reasonable doubt to convict because it's not going to meet trespassing. She could have thought she was trying to enter her own house and trying to go back home and then realized, oh, I rang the wrong doorbell. This isn't my home. And good luck trying to put her on the stand and have her to testify if she doesn't communicate and she has a psychologist and a clear confirmed diagnosis of advanced dementia.
Yeah, this is going to get thrown out. Mm-hmm. This has to get tossed. Jason, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
She can't understand what happened. She doesn't understand what she did. She's probably going to do it again. I mean, she can't serve any kind of sentence.
When you can't comprehend what a crime is, there's no chance.
But I'll be in the group of you that thinks it's pretty icky that this property owner even decided to go this route.
What a miserable person this guy is. What a miserable person this dude is.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't come to the door. He makes his wife go to the door when the TV station knocks on.
Not going to talk to me because it's getting national attention now.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure. All right. It's on our Facebook page. You want to check it out. Facebook.com/981KMBZ.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!